the Pharisees made rules to really to protect, to keep people from doing bad things. You could even say it was well-motivated. But unfortunately, over time, it becomes this legalism, which is anti-grace. And some people then, of course, take it the other direction. And so they overcompensate for legalism by redefining grace as something which tolerates sin and embraces sin and doesn't think sin is a big deal. In fact, in Titus, it says the grace of God teaches us to say no to ungodliness. And so grace is anti-ungodliness, but it's pro-embracing the unconditional love of God for us and the unmerited love for God of God for us. We who deserve hell are given heaven in Christ. We cannot work our way to heaven. We cannot work our way to God, and we need his grace not just to be saved in the past, but to be sanctified day by day, moment by moment. So grace is this wonderful thing, which of course Satan will ill-define or misread or send us wrong messages about. Martin Luther said that the devil doesn't care which side of the horse we fall off of as long as we don't stay in the saddle. And on every one of these things, with grace, with happiness, with love, any good thing, we can misuse it or misdefine it in such a way that we take it to an ungodly extreme.